Time now for Look Beyond the Headlines with Peter Dykstra. Peter's with Environmental Health News, that's EHN.org and DailyClimate.org. On the line now from Atlanta, Georgia, where it is warm and sunny, I imagine, Peter.
Yes, it is. And how you doing, Steve? The Secretary of Interior, Ryan Zinke, is undergoing what the New Yorker magazine has called a fire sale of public lands.
Oh, so how do you have a fire sale with land?
You give them away cheap, and you give them away to your friends. The friends of the current administration would appear to be the fossil fuel industry and perhaps the mining industry. Secretary Zinke has set a large lease sale for Alaska for the oil and gas industry. Only 1% of those leases have been sold. There's a huge offshore oil and gas lease. Only 10% of those leases were even bid on.
So what's the problem? Why does he have to sell this at cut rate?
We're not sure, but the reason that the fossil fuel industry may not be buying in is that gasoline at the pump or oil by the barrel are still pretty cheap and pretty abundant. So the oil and gas industry doesn't have to start new projects. They don't have to start projects like offshore drilling that by their nature cost more than the industry would make off them.
And of course, Mr. Zinke will stay away from the sensitive areas then if it's hard to sell this stuff.
The sensitive areas, you mean like the national monuments that have been set up? Bear's Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante in Utah?
Yeah.
The Interior Department and the Trump administration drastically slashed the size of those areas and is preparing to auction off leases near them.
But I imagine that they won't be able to get the money they want. Hey, what else do you have?
Well, we can move to Europe, where the diesel scandal with Volkswagen and other companies, other car companies, is still feeling its pinch. There's a German non-government organization, Environmental Action Germany. Their official German name is Deutsche Umwelthilfe, or DUH, which of course stands for DUH. And they've taken the auto manufacturers to the highest court in Germany, where they've won a decision that could result in cars being banned from some of the most polluted cities in Germany. There are 15 million diesel cars in Germany. We're seeing the sales numbers go down year after year because the writing is on the wall for diesel cars.
Hey, what do you have from the History Vault for us this week?
We're going to go back to my home state, my native state, New Jersey, Elizabeth, New Jersey, to be precise. On April 20th, 1980, 10 years after the first Earth Day, the Chemical Control Company blew up. It burned for 15 hours. There were tens of thousands of toxic drums on the site. It was a major fracas to celebrate that Earth Day 10th anniversary.
I think you could hear the blast in downtown New York, huh?
You could hear it all over the New York area, and there was a fear at one point that Staten Island, which was downwind from the blast, that large areas of Staten Island would have to be evacuated. There were drums of PCBs, pesticides, other toxic chemicals, all mixed together and poorly kept track of.
And, hey, what exit was that on the New Jersey Turnpike?
It was exit 13.
But that's down by the refineries. What about the gasoline?
Right. That's the area of the Jersey Turnpike where you have to roll up the windows just to drive by. There were storage tanks nearby, not just for gasoline, but for natural gas and propane. And if the fire, which burned for 15 hours, had gotten to those tanks, the disaster could have been many, many times larger.
Ooh, okay. Well, so unlucky but lucky, it sounds like. Peter Dykstra's with Environmental Health News. That's EHN.org and DailyClimate.org. We'll talk to you again real soon.
All right, Steve, thanks. We'll talk to you soon.
And there is more on these stories at our website, loe.org.